Parents of a Canton boy who died last week have turned themselves in. Police say 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton were taken to the Starr County Jail Tuesday. Warrants were issued for the couple Friday. Givens and Thompson each charged with involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Officers responded to a report of a 3-year-old child found not breathing in his bed in the 3100 block of Gilbert Circle Northeast May 5th. Medics took the boy to Mercy Hospital, where he died a short time later. Massillon police say a man died of injuries suffered when he attempted to take his own life Monday afternoon. Officers responded to a call for a welfare check at a home in the 1000 block of 3rd Street Northeast around 5 p.m. They found a 34-year-old man in distress. Police say they tried to offer him help, but the situation escalated and the Kent Regional SWAT team was called in. About 2 hours later, the man tried to commit suicide. SWAT team members and Massillon firefighters provided care. The man succumbed to unspecified injuries. His name has not been released. Canton City Council has approved legislation allowing ASM Global to take over management of Centennial Plaza. The company also oversees the Civic Center. Under the measure approved Monday, ASM Global assumes management of the downtown venue immediately. The repository reports the city will not pay any additional fee to manage the plaza, which opened in 2021. ASM will receive 10% of all marketing revenue. The Pro Football Hall of Fame previously managed Centennial Plaza. The change being made in hopes of bringing more entertainment, visitors, and ticketed events to the city-owned venue. Developers of the former Hercules property in Canton have reached an agreement with the city. The repository reports council approved the plan Monday. According to Mayor William Shearer, the four investors offered to pay $1 million within 90 days to settle the lawsuit, and total repayments would reach $2.5 million in principal and interest. The city sued in March, claiming $1.8 million in unpaid balance and $4.3 million unpaid and accrued debt. The developers reportedly began falling behind on payments in 2019 and then missed payments altogether. The Hercules project received a $3 million loan from the Starr Community Foundation for the first phase. 90 market-rate apartments opened to tenants in 2018. A 30-year tax increment financing package passed at the time was to help fund the second phase of development. Vacant and abandoned properties, again a topic of discussion for Smith Township trustees. Terry Chris said Tuesday the Mahoning County Land Bank will demolish 7 houses this year, 4 on Alden Avenue, 2 on Stanley Avenue, 1 on Alliance Sebring Road. The land bank will cover the cost. Trustees discussed stepping up enforcement to get rid of junk vehicles. They renewed a 1-year contract with the Mahoning County Green Team to place recycling bins at Maple Ridge Park. Trustees also gave a free membership to township police officers. Cleanup day will be June 7th from 8 until 1. A jury view request submitted to Columbiana County Common Pleas Court by the defense for a man accused in a fatal shooting in East Liverpool. 35-year-old Elvin Tisdale and his brother Alan are charged with aggravated murder in the 2021 shooting death of Bryson Douglas of East Liverpool. The defense attorney wants jurors at his client's trial to see locations connected to the case. They are the defendant's home in Newell, West Virginia, the Newell and Chester Bridges, 3 cell towers the defendant allegedly passed, and Kuntz Avenue and Campground Road. Purpose is to show the distance between Elvin's home and the location of the shooting does not reflect the alleged drive of the co-defendant and others. The request will be reviewed by the court. Man charged in a 1992 murder in Austintown will appear for a competency hearing Thursday. The case of 55-year-old Samuel Legg will be heard by Common Pleas Judge John Durkin. Former truck driver charged with aggravated murder in the slaying of Sharon Kaczerski was found dead outside a truck stop. Legg was arrested in 2019. DNA was used to connect him to the 1996 murder and rape of a kidnapping victim in Wood County. A judge last week found him not competent to stand trial in that case. He was also linked to a 1997 murder in Illinois. The Austintown murder was added to a database in 2012. Legg was previously ruled not competent to stand trial 3 times in that case, most recently in 2023. Prosecutors recommending 5 years in prison for an Austintown man who pleaded guilty child pornography charges. Sentencing scheduled July 8th in Mahoning County Court for 73-year-old Robert Casey. He entered the plea Tuesday, 5 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Casey was secretly indicted in March. An investigation was triggered by a tip to the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. Casey's home was searched. Police found several electronic devices containing child sex abuse material. No one injured when gunfire erupted outside a Youngstown home Monday night. WKBN-TV reports a woman at the South Avenue location told police a man had driven up and asked if a specific person was inside the house. He was told the person was there and said he would return. Multiple shots were fired minutes later. Children were playing outside at the time. A woman in the home told officers she had a restraining order against the suspect who had been threatening her. An investigation is underway.